Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company plans to spend $65 billion on AI-related projects this year. Kurt, that's a lot of dough. Where's that money going?
It is a lot of money. It's about 50% more than what they spent on that same type of work this year and double what they spent in 2023. So it's really ratcheted up over the last couple of years. And that's primarily going to go towards, you know, infrastructure and tech costs related to AI, as you mentioned. So that could be data centers, that could be buying, you know, the very expensive chips, GPUs that help power some of this AI stuff. It's also, you know, they also said they're going to be growing out the team of employees that works on AI. So this is a heavy investment and a significant investment in a futuristic technology that Meta is putting a lot of stake in.
Now, last year, he told Bloomberg that he thought there was what he called a meaningful chance that a lot of companies were overspending on AI. I don't know what a meaningful chance means, but it sounds like he's doing the same. Did he have a change of heart?
No, I think that this is all part of that, right? I mean, it's very likely that this is overspending on AI. I think his point there is that they're willing to overspend and you know, come back a few years from now and say, wow, instead of $65 billion, maybe we could have got away with $55 billion, right? And say that that $10 billion loss that they might experience is much better outcome for them than missing the boat entirely, right? So I don't think that there's been a change of heart so much as this is the same strategy as they've had. They're going to spend a lot, knowing it may be too much, but they want to be on this side of the error than the other side.
Well, they do that a lot, though. They go big in the beginning and then pull back, like they did a lot of hiring, you know, when times were good, and then they had to do a lot of layoffs, right? So maybe this just kind of follows suit.
Yeah, I think Mark Zuckerberg in particular has he's pretty convicted in his ideas, right? So when he decides he wants to do something, it's not a timid decision. It's not a timid move. And so we've seen this, as you mentioned, with hiring during COVID. We saw this with, you know, their pivot towards the metaverse a few years ago. They literally renamed the company. And now we're seeing this with AI. So I think this is all sort of just part of his mentality, his strategy, and how he does things.
So the earnings report is supposed to come out next week. Why announce something like this today rather than do it all together?
Well, you may have seen that there's been a number of AI announcements this week that aren't related to Meta. You know, OpenAI and Trump and the government and a big kind of national AI initiative that was announced with a huge amount of investment. And so I think if you're Meta, you're sitting there kind of sitting on your own big announcement that I'm sure that they were planning to make on during earnings next week and saying, well, we want to catch this news cycle, right? Everyone's already talking about AI, but everyone's talking about our competitors, not us. How do we get into that conversation and get into the mix? If I had to guess, that's probably why they're doing this a few days before earnings, which is when they would normally have done this.
Okay, but another big announcement is that they're going to start running ads on Threads, which they hadn't been before. Are users going to be okay with this?
I don't know. I don't know if users ever are okay with these big social networks putting ads in the feed. You know, usually there's a lot of initial pushback, but it's also sort of the price of admission, right? These services are free. And, you know, the way that the companies get their money back from investing in them is through ads. So I'm sure there will be people who aren't happy, but this was inevitable. And I think it'll be a test for now. So we'll see how slowly they roll this out. It might be very spotty at first. You might not see all that many ads. But, you know, as we've seen from Meta historically, eventually, once they get the wheels spinning on this thing, it'll probably be a lot more ads. And so, you know, we'll see. There's not a lot of alternatives. There's X, of course, and Blue Sky. But Threads may be in a position where they feel like people are willing to see the ads because it's, you know, the alternatives aren't really there.
Yeah, they were the alternative to X. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, how successful has it become?
So they say that Threads has 300 million monthly users, which is a lot, 100 million daily users. These numbers are a little bit hard to wrap your head around, one, because they're really big, but two, because Threads still gets a lot of benefit, I think, from Instagram. You know, they do sometimes kick users sort of from Instagram. You can click on a post and get kicked over into Threads, and you're counted as a user that way. But again, this is only 18 months old at this point. So even if those numbers are maybe a little artificially inflated, 300 million people showing up every month to check out this product is a significant number, and I expect it'll continue to grow quite higher because this is what Meta does best. They build audiences online.
Kurt, thanks very much for the reporting and have a good weekend. That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.